On the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, Americans and American symbols in two Arab countries tonight are under attack by radical Islamist forces, and someone at the American consulate in Benghazi is dead. Unclear if that
we're not aware of any actionable intelligence indicating that an attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi was planned or imminent. This is not a case of protests directed at the United States.
It began spontaneously.
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies.
Sparked by this hateful video.
Over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
Protests that arose because of the outrage over the video.
This video is disgusting.
Disgusting and reprehensible.
Where there is an offensive video or cartoon.
There was a hateful video.
This is in response to a video that is offensive. You don't really believe that.
Chris, absolutely I believe that, because in fact it's the case.
They weren't there to demonstrate about some obscure film.
As Leah Panetta said, it was obviously a terrorist attack.
The government there saying that they had warned the United States about the situation in Benghazi and that it was deteriorating.
Days before the attack, there were warnings about insufficient security. Benghazi.
Chris Stevens was the first U.S. ambassador killed in more than 30 years.
Said in the months before his death, he talked about being worried about the never-ending security threats.
I don't know how you argue we weren't caught flat-footed.
Specifically about the rise in Islamic extremism and growing al-Qaeda presence.
It leads to questions.
Does it make any sense to you the level of, or the small level of security he apparently had with him?
The White House story crumbling.
I would say yes. They were killed in the course of a terrorist attack.
Hillary Clinton admitted that al-Qaeda was involved.
It wasn't just a mob action.
He said, it is self-evident that what happened in Benghazi was a terrorist attack.
What happened in Benghazi was a terrorist attack.
U.S. officials knew within 24 hours that this was an organized al-Qaeda attack.
Which said the U.S. government knew about al-Qaeda's involvement within 24 hours of the attack.
In the intelligence community, there are those who within the first 24 hours were saying this was a terrorist attack.
Why did Ambassador Rice give the American people bad information?
There is more proof that this was all part of an elaborate cover-up by the administration.
It's either gross incompetence and negligence, or in fact, they are lying.
The president has a big investment in the narrative that not only is Osama dead, but al-Qaeda is finished.
And some of these militias are affiliated with al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda is very much alive.
Clear that al-Qaeda is alive and well.
Bin Laden dead, al-Qaeda alive.
I was pretty certain and continue to be pretty certain that there are going to be bumps in the road.